here today with Jose Garcia.
José Luis Robaina Garcia. Robaina is the first family name.
Okay. And he's celebrating the decision of the United Nations General Assembly, voting yesterday, to lift the blockade on Cuba, which has been in place since.
Yeah. We feel very happy with the yesterday news. Cuban bill from the United Nations General Assembly get 185 votes in favor. United States, Israel, and Palau is the only three countries who are against. The Express American isolate policies totally bankrupt. Is totally isolate. It's a shame for them. So big country cannot move no more than two other countries to support this irrational. In Cuba opinion, blockade is nearly 50 years.
50 years old.
50 years.
And it's had
a long, long time.
And it's had a very serious
so
effect.
So now the people who should burn when this begin, now is 50-year-old people. The majority of the Cuban people live under American blockade. This is totally crazy.
What does the blockade mean to ordinary people in Cuba?
Blockade is a system, a group of law, United States system, then blockade financial, economic, even trade, blockade half extraterritorial approach to this problem, then say this is embargo is bilateral, then know very well that Halliburton law explicitly have extraterritorial approach to this. So when we begin some talk with one foreign company for buy something, immediately American go to there to put any pressure to them. Have a lot of example of this. A lot of example. In many cases, then interrupt this process of trade, of any kind of negotiation, investment. This is a reality. All the people know. Even sometimes, when we try to buy some medicine, for example, for children, cancer, this kind of situation. We have a lot of example of this. All the people know this.
We've obviously seen lots of pictures on TV of Cubans driving around in very old cars. Is that, our understanding of Cuba is that it basically does, it's not a consumer society because it doesn't have imported goods in the way that most of the rest of the world does. I mean, is that a...
No. It's not the thing. It's not the old car, and it's a tradition in Cuba. It's American old car. No. The problem is that this...
So that's just fashion.
Yeah. In this case, exactly, it's a obstacle to Cuba economic social development. This is the American strategy. What didn't like? First, obstacle the development of Cuba. The second, pressure so hard that people revolt against the government. Cuban people, during this 50 years, never revolt. Why? Because we know what we like, and we know very clear what we don't like. We are very near to them, to United States, and we know a lot of us about this. We are not pro-annexion of United States. This is the consensus in Cuban society, because this political situation is stable totally under these 50 years. But the problem is that they are the champion of free trade, free investment, all this, okay? Except in the case of Cuba. It's the only exception in the world. It's totally irrational. It's totally impractical. We call this genocide, because then try to people who face even starving. For example, the last month, you know, two big hurricanes, the worst tragedy in Cuban history, devastated all the country, the crop, the housing, electric system, More than 53 countries in the world get aid to Cuba, in one way, financial or physically. Mm-hmm. UNICEF help, Red Cross help, a lot of people help. Then no, then lie, then put the condition. Send a mission to monitor and to clarify the situation. This is our sovereignty. American cannot continue in this messianic approach to the problem. They are the chief, they are the sheriff, they are the god, nothing. It's impossible. The war now going to multilateral.
So are you saying that the U.S. offered assistance, but on the condition that they were allowed to monitor?
Then life to send a mission to there for take a look in the reality. We say, no, we have the specialist for this. Nobody asking. These 43 countries who help Cuba, no one asked us for this condition. We are no slave.
Okay, there's in terms of the numbers, 179 in 2004, 182 voted in favor of Cuba in 2005, 184 last year, and then now this with the addition of Albania, 185. And meanwhile, the number of countries voting against Cuba on this has now reduced to 3 from 5 because the Marshall Islands and Micronesia have abstained. Do you feel that maybe you're getting close to achieving what you want in terms of this blockade finally being lifted?
According to the law, this international law, United Nations card, and this blockade is illegal. This year exercise in United Nations General Assembly was the 17th time that already make this kind of vote. And until now, United States never accept this. So it's totally clear for the world that the majority of the world are against the blockade. For America, nothing matters. So we hope one day then we lift the blockade, because the pressure from outside and from American society is very strong. But when? Who knows?
Thank you very much, Jose.